Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. Australia's government is threatening legal action against China as trade disputes between the two countries intensify. Chinese state media reports the country has formalised import restrictions on Australian coal. The latest export to be affected alongside beef, barley, wine and seafood. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham warns if the reports are true, Australia could lodge legal challenges with the World Trade Organization.
We remain willing to engage in dialogue to resolve these issues together and that we urge China to clarify them, to reject the reports that have been made, to ensure that businesses engage on a commercial basis and to sit down and work with us.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns extreme weather conditions could be repeated for the rest of the summer. Queensland and New South Wales are facing another day of cyclone-like conditions due to a low pressure system off the coast. Evacuation orders are in place as communities prepare for more gale force winds, high tides, heavy rainfall, flash flooding, and severe coastal erosion. Ms. Berejiklian says conditions are already worse than in previous years.
We've been warned by the weather experts, by the meteorologists that, you know, La Nina is having an impact and will have an impact over summer on the eastern coast of Australia and including New South Wales.
The World Health Organization says it's aware of a new strain of coronavirus reported in the United Kingdom. Around 1,000 people have been infected by the latest variant. Around 1,000 people have been infected by the latest variant, which British officials say is spreading faster than usual. The WHO Chief of Emergencies, Dr. Mike Ryan, says the health agency is working with international authorities to figure out whether the virus's behaviour is changing. Dr. Ryan says such mutations are common, but questions remain over how significant they are.
Does this make the virus more serious? Does it allow the virus to transmit more easily? Does it in any way interfere with diagnostics? Would it in any way interfere with vaccine effectiveness?
New South Wales aged care residents can now receive more visitors and be entertained by musicians during the festive season. Residents are allowed an unlimited number of visitors after the cap of 2 people per resident was removed. Choirs and community groups are permitted to enter facilities, and visitors will no longer require an influenza vaccine. A survey shows 1 in 5 women who work in information technology have been sexually harassed during their careers. Professionals Australia surveyed more than 300 people and found more than half of female IT workers experienced gender discrimination in the past 3 years. That's compared to less than 3% of men in the industry. Professionals Australia Chief Executive Jill McCabe says the findings show the male-dominated field needs to take meaningful action to support women. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.